You're listening to The Thinker Girls. All the things you're thinking, but not saying.
Do you find that when you get your period that you kind of drop your exercise off?
That's hard for me to answer. I haven't had a period in like a year and a half. But even when I did, it never affected me. And it's funny that you actually bring this up because, you know, there was that ad not so long ago. I think it was like a Carefree ad. And, you know, there's some girl and then she calls up her mate. She's like, I can't come to the PT sesh this morning. I've got my period. And then that was a concept that I've never actually known personally. I guess I've been lucky. I've never had period pain or period cramps or it's never actually stopped me. And I'm, you know, one of the lucky ones, I guess.
One of my besties has gone through this, you know, even at 31, like has always been that friend that has had the worst cramps.
Yeah.
You know how there's like people that everyone gets cramps, everyone gets PMS.
But gets
stuff.
Them bad.
But she was the one at school where she'd almost have to go home. She went through different periods of stages with it, I guess, through her 20s, but now is back to getting crampy pretty badly again. Once a month, like 1 week every month, is quite a dramatic amount of time. Like, if you think about it, every 3 weeks, you know,
ladies, I sometimes get mine for 2 weeks. I sometimes get mine for 2 weeks.
Wow, that's full
and,
on.
It's quite wretched, to be honest.
It's half when
I'm running,
it is.
I'm just like, oh gosh.
Were you eavesdropping on this conversation? Follow the Thinker Girls at facebook.com/thinkergirls or Thinker Girl TV on Twitter.